Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Happy Halloween, Ken.
Happy Halloween.
Well, I don't know how scary it was, but there was a debate last night between New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat, against his opponent, Wendy Long.
Yeah, there was. It's probably the only time, really, Schumer has campaigned this whole time. The polls show him way ahead of Long. She's a long shot. He has more money, and he's doing better at the polls. But they got together. They talked about the FBI investigation, reopening of the investigation into the emails of Hillary Clinton. They tangled on everything from the economy to the Iran deal that the U.S. struck. Things you would expect. Schumer just basically touted his own record, and she tried to hammer him, but really, it's not going to change much.
In your column today, Governor tests Dems and says they must walk the walk to get his backing, and he even sent out a questionnaire.
Yeah, usually, you know, you have special interest groups. They're interested in certain issues. They'll send out questionnaires to candidates saying, where do you stand on these issues? But it's rare, if not unheard of, for a governor to do that to members of his own party, which is exactly what Governor Cuomo has done for state legislative races, particularly for the state Senate. He sent out a questionnaire of 15 issues and where people stand on it if they want his backing this year. Very strange. But, you know, the governor has said that he's just not working for a Democratic state Senate at control. He wants people who are going to continue his agenda and keep in place what's already been enacted.
Mayor Bill de Blasio not getting involved in this year's state Senate elections. What's that all about?
Well, the mayor was being investigated from 2014's efforts. He and his campaign operation, his fundraising operation. So he has said he's not getting involved in this year's efforts to recapture the Senate for the Democrats. However, people close to him, people he have dubbed a agent of the city, they are involved. They're working with Airbnb, a PAC that Airbnb created, going after a Republican incumbent Sue Serino, and they're supporting two Democrats as well in their effort to give the Senate to the Democrats.
Well, get out your political mask if you choose to and have a happy Halloween. We've been speaking with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He's been joining us and joins us each and every Monday. You can go to nydailynews.com to find out more. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.